Welcome to Sportsman's Park in St. Louis, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the St. Louis Browns. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Lynn Larry. Batting second. The second baseman, John Kroner. Batting third. The center fielder, Earl Averill. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Hal Trosky. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Moose Salters. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Bruce Campbell. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Odell Hale. Batting eighth. The catcher, Frankie Pitlock. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Mel Harder. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Mel Harder. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the leadoff spot. The first baseman, Harry Davis. Batting second. The center fielder, Sam West. Batting third. The left fielder, Joe Vosmak. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Harland Clift. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Bo Bell. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Bill Knickerbocker. Batting seventh. The catcher, Raleigh Hemsley. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Tom Carey. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Chief Hogsett. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Chief Hogsett. And now, play ball. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry hits a fly ball into left field. Vosmak settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Kroner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kroner hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill hits a ball on the ground towards first. Davis fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky bunts towards the mound. Hogsett fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Harry Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Campbell. West reaches second base with a double. Davis moves to third. Joe Vosmak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmak hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Davis scores. West scores. It's 2-0, Browns. Harland Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Vosmak moves to second. Bo Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hale fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Vosmak moves to third. Two outs. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Trosky settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Moose Salters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salters hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Carey scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Salters moves to second. One out. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale hits a ball on the ground towards short. Knickerbocker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Salters moves to third. Two outs. Frankie Pitlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pitlock is hit by the pitch. Mel Harder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harder hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Solter scores. Pitlock moves to second. It's 2-1, Browns. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 0-for-1 in the game. Larry hits a ball on the ground towards short. Knickerbocker fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Indians 1. The Browns will come to bat. Raleigh Hemsley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hemsley hits a pop-up towards third. Hale settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tom Carey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carey hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Harder fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Chief Hoxett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoxett hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Harder fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. John Kroner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kroner is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Kroner hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of West. Kroner reaches second base with a double. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0-for-1 in the game. Averill hits a fly ball into right field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 0-for-1 in the game. Trosky hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Bell. Trosky reaches second base with a double. Kroner scores. It's Indians, 2, Browns, 2. Moose Soltis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soltis is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Soltis hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Trosky scores. It's 3-2, Indians. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 0-for-1 in the game. Campbell hits a fly ball into center field. West settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 0-for-1 in the game. Hale hits a pop-up towards short. Knickerbocker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Browns 2. The Browns will come to bat. Harry Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Davis hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. West hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kroner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Vosmick hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Averill, who is chasing the ball. Vosmick reaches third base with a triple. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Clift hits a pop-up towards third. Hale settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Browns 2. The Indians will come to bat. Frankie Pitlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pitlock is 0-for-0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Pitlock hits a pop-up towards short. Knickerbocker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mel Harder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harder is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Harder hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 0-for-2 in the game. Larry hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cliff fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. John Croner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Croner is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Croner hits a pop-up towards third. Cliff settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Browns 2. The Browns will come to bat. Bo Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0-for-1 in the game. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hale fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker is 0-for-1 in the game. Knickerbocker hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Raleigh Hemsley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hemsley is 0-for-1 in the game. Hemsley hits a fly ball into right field. Campbell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tom Carey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carey is 0-for-1 in the game. Carey hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Hale settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Browns 2. The Indians will come to bat. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0-for-2 in the game. Averill hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Carey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Trosky hits a line drive into right field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Moose Salters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salters is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Salters hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Bell. Salters reaches second base with a double. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 0-for-2 in the game. Campbell hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Vosmick. Campbell reaches second base with a double. Salters scores. It's 4-2, Indians. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 0-for-2 in the game. Hale hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Davis settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Browns 2. The Browns will come to bat. Chief Hoxett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoxett is 0-for-1 in the game. Hoxett hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Harry Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Croner fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. West takes first base on ball 4. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got two RBIs. Vosmick hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Pitlock settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Browns 2. The Indians will come to bat. Frankie Pitlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pitlock is 0-for-1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Pitlock hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mel Harder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harder is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Harder strikes out. One out. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 0-for-3 in the game. Larry hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Bell. Larry reaches second base with a double. Pitlock moves to third. John Croner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Croner is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Croner hits a fly ball into center field. West settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Pitlock scores. Two outs. It's 5-2, Indians. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0-for-3 in the game. Averill hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Carey scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Browns 2. The Browns will come to bat. Harland Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Clift hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hale fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Hale. Bo Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0-for-2 in the game. Bell hits a fly ball into left field. Solter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Knickerbocker hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larry fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Browns 2. The Indians will come to bat. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Trosky hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Carey scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Moose Soltis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soltis is 3-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a double. He's got one RBI. Soltis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Clift fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Campbell hits a fly ball into right field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 0-for-3 in the game. Hale hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Bell. Hale reaches second base with a double. There goes Soltis trying to advance. Here's the throw, and he's out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Browns 2. The Browns will come to bat. Raleigh Hemsley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hemsley is 0-for-2 in the game. Hemsley hits a pop-up towards first. Trosky settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Benny Huffman pinch hits for Tom Carey. Benny Huffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Huffman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Croner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Chief Hoxett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoxett is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hoxett hits a fly ball into right field. Campbell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Browns 2. The Indians will come to bat. Nick Lipscomb now playing second base. Frankie Pitlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pitlock is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Pitlock hits a ball on the ground towards third. Clift fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Mel Harder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harder is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Harder strikes out. Two outs. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Larry hits a pop-up towards third. Cliff settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Browns 2. The Browns will come to bat. Harry Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Davis hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Hale settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. West hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Harder fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got two RBIs. Vosmick hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Clift strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Browns 2. The Indians will come to bat. John Kroner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kroner is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Kroner hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0-for-4 in the game. Averill hits a ball on the ground towards first. Davis fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Davis. Kroner moves to third. Averill moves to second. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Trosky is walked intentionally. Moose Soltis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soltis is 4-for-4 in the game, with three singles and a double. He's got one RBI. Soltis hits a ball on the ground for a double play. Trosky moves to second. Two outs. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Campbell strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Browns 2. The Browns will come to bat. Bo Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0-for-3 in the game. Bell takes first base on ball 4. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Knickerbocker hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larry fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Raleigh Hemsley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hemsley is 0-for-3 in the game. Hemsley takes first base on ball 4. Nick Lipscomb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lipscomb hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Soltis. Lipscomb reaches second base with a double. Hemsley moves to third. Jim Bottomley pinch hits for Chief Hogsett. Jim Bottomley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bottomley hits a fly ball into left field. Solter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 5, and St. Louis Browns, 2. Goodbye from Sportsman's Park in St. Louis.